Tiffany Genders, in the meantime, is at the Sutherland District Court, where Judge Conlon has put a bloke away, we believe, for at least 9 years. Tiffany, good morning.
Good morning, Ray.
What's happened?
Well, Judge Paul Conlon has sentenced David Marlin to a minimum 9 years in prison, a maximum 12 years. Now, David Marlin approached a woman at Campbelltown Railway Station last year after seeing her adjust her underwear, and he thought that that was an open invitation to sexually assault her. Now, he's followed her onto a train where she is denied some sexual advances and moved away to a private, I guess, more secluded part of the train, but he is followed. Now, the 3.5-minute attack is captured on CCTV. He delivers a coward punch to her face, and then what happens next is the most horrific of sexual assaults. Now, Judge Conlon has sentenced him to 9 years in jail, taking into account a very violent history, which has included several bashings and the rape of another woman. And outside court, we spoke to the victim's mother, who is extremely relieved at the sentence. And also in court was the offender's former wife and his daughter, who cheered at the sentence and the fact that this man is now behind bars for at least the next 9 years.
So his former wife and child cheered when Judge Conlon gave him a minimum of 9 years.
That's exactly right, and good. I've spoken to them outside court, and they've said that his nickname was Teflon Dave because nothing ever stuck, no other sentence, no other punishment ever stuck, and they're just glad that that name won't be relevant for the next 9 years and that he is off the street.
Well done to Judge Conlon. Thanks, Tiff.
No problem.
We'll have Tiffany Genders in 60 minutes in the news reporting on that. So he sat silent in the dock, we're told. Judge Paul Conlon described the attack as forceful, vicious and determined. The woman unknown to him. Sexual advances were denied. On the train, it was all captured on CCTV. He goes down, David Marlin, for a minimum of 9 years. The judge took into account his violent history, which included the rape of his former partner. We believe that partner was in court cheering, along with the child, believed to be his child. So finally, Teflon Dave gets his. He's put away.